You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jay.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 240. Now let's bring out this week's contestants. And since we can no longer get two Little Caesars pizzas, two Crazy Breads, and two drinks all for $7.98, we're going to bring everybody in all at once. So come on in, Ken.
Hey, hi, Dean.
Right. And we have Brad.
Hello.
Hi, Brad. And then we have Jimmy. And I was picturing you guys bounding in, like leaping towards the three podiums.
Coming out behind the curtain.
Yes. Yep.
Definitely my energy.
And that's Jay, you hear, our transportator.
Oh, right. That's right. I never say that anymore. Everyone wonders who I am.
I know.
Well, I do want to say happy Kashmir Pulaski Day for those who celebrate.
Thank you. Man. How was yours?
Not too bad. As we all know, kids don't have school on Kashmir Pulaski Day.
In Illinois?
In Illinois, yeah. So we all headed to the mall.
Ooh.
And let me tell you what, the mall's not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. Kind of desolate.
Yes.
Amazon.
And the kids were out of school today. I mean, you know, it should have been hustle and bustle. You know, after watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I was ready to go
hang out the mall.
Hang out. Mm. Yeah, not quite the same. It's down to one store that any of the four of us would even care to look at, and it's V-Stock, Vintage Stock. Other than that, it's just shoe stores, jewelry, eateries,
That's
about it.
Cell phone stores.
Oh, yeah. They've moved so many things into the middle. Yeah. Little guys sitting out there.
Kiosks.
Even Build-A-Bear. You know, they used to have that as a big thing, and now it's in the middle. It's just like a big tube. You walk up there and a couple buttons and it spits out a bear at you. And it's like,
because the rent's too damn high.
Sits out a bear at you.
It's real fun.
Or like poop a bear.
Yeah.
But Jay,
yeah,
how were you able to go to the mall and celebrate Roman Polanski's day without knowing who he is? Who is he?
Oh, that is a good question, Kashmir Pulaski. I look this up every year to see what this guy did. Okay, on the first Monday of March. So that's why it was today. It commemorates Kashmir Pulaski. He was a Revolutionary War cavalry officer born in Poland, and he's praised for his contributions to the U.S. military and the American Revolution. He's known as the father of the American cavalry. There you go.
Thank you, Napoleon.
Have any of you guys traced your family roots? Did they fight in the Revolutionary War, and your family members?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I traced mine back up. We're from Connecticut, coming over to Connecticut.
Nice.
And
to escape religious persecution, right?
Some, yeah, I mean, apparently.
In Connecticut.
I guess. Stupid place to stop.
Was that on your dad's side?
Yeah.
That side. Okay. Yeah. Right.
And he did something important in some town. He was head of some committee that. Oh, that's what it was. He either owned or was part of a. What's that shit you put in a gun to make it shoot?
Gunpowder.
Black powder?
Yeah. Gunpowder. Black powder. He had a black powder mill. And he was making black powder for the war effort.
Wow.
Nice. I had I did have a distant family member who was in the Revolutionary War, but then they also served in the French-American War.
Oh, wow.
Same dude. Yeah.
Way to killing it.
Yeah.
Captain French Fry.
Mm-hmm.
That dude fought for some shit.
That'd be weird to be able to compare the wars, you know, say, hey, this one's not as bad as the first one, or, oh, I'd love to go back to the first one. This one sucks, you know?
Right.
That's a hell of an interview.
On my mom's side, they have traced it back to good old John Hancock. So
what?
Yeah. So I was there doing things. Or my family was. Not exactly me, but.
Writing stuff down, right?
You mean Herbie Hancock?
Right.
We just got to get back, lay down in the Animus, go down our family line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So how were you guys' weeks? Ken, did you do anything exciting?
I wouldn't call it exciting, but I drove down to Lake of the Ozarks on Friday afternoon and we just hung out and barbecued some steaks and drank some beer and just checked out the lake. It's really super low and still has parts frozen. So
did you get that rain?
It rained that night, actually. We came back Saturday about 4 o'clock. So just, you know, something to do. We went down and drank a lot and had some barbecue. Yeah. It was a good night sitting outside, drinking some tunes.
I bet you're just itching to fish, though.
I was, you know, and I didn't take the boat or anything. We did take a couple poles just in case, but
right,
it was still frozen solid down by where we're staying. But it's how getting there.
How long a drive is that for you?
About 2.5 hours, maybe.
Wow,
not too bad. It goes by pretty quick, actually. But, yeah, so the water's really kind of way, way down. So you can't even put a boat in hardly any. We were looking at boat ramps, try to put a boat in. No dice.
Do they have I guess the dam wasn't even flowing. It was that low?
It's barely. They're flowing about 3,000 cubic feet per second right now.
That's impressive.
Even how after you know that? Snow?
Look at it.
It was still low, even with all the snow that came through?
Yeah, and all the ice and everything. Well, when that had that real cold stretch, it was probably 6 feet higher. They literally drained that thing like 6 feet in a week to 10 days. Huh. They were running 35,000 cubic square inch per minute or whatever. So what that's that pretty, pretty much wide open. It empties into the, I guess, the Osage River, which goes into the Missouri.
No way.
Yeah.
So what about you, Brad? How's your week?
What about me?
What about Brad?
It was all right. You know, family time. We had my daughter sold Girl Scout cookies, so we had to go drop those off.
Oh, man, I wish I would have known.
Oh, I should have let you guys know. I would have.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, well.
You can still order them.
I probably shouldn't.
Probably, yeah. Think anything else fun or exciting? Got a new pair of house shoes. That was about the excitement for the week.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess during a pandemic, you just don't call them house shoes. You just call them shoes.
Are they furry?
Right.
Are they furry on the inside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mine are.
A moccasin on the outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are Nautica.
What about you, Jimmy? How was your week?
I had a bowel movement every day.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's a plus.
Every morning.
Yeah. Some older men just wish for that.
Let's see. Everything's going good there. did I get anything? Oh, I installed a bunch of computer games that I haven't been in the mood forever. I finally played some over the weekend. Okay.
Nice.
Now, how long do you spend playing those games?
Maybe 30 minutes each.
Yeah.
Just to get a good flavor, get past the intro, whatever that is, and see what the game's like.
Jay, did your parents embrace your video game playing, or were they like, your mind's turning into mush kind of thing?
No, actually, Mom told me years later that they would wait for me and Jill to go to bed, then she'd sit down and play Asteroids and Space Invaders and stuff. So
she could probably kick all y'all's butts.
Yeah.
They were pretty much indifferent. I mean, it kept us busy, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, sounds like we all have pretty good weeks then.
Yep.
All right. And we've got a pretty good game for us tonight, and we're going to start it after this in 2-2.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? We're going to play a new game here on the Collective Brain that's been invented. And we talk like rappers. No, just kidding. The name of the game, it's a music trivia game. And we're going to call it Pass the Mic. All right?
Yes.
So the premise is we're going to have one round. It'd be 9 questions. So each person gets 3 questions, okay? We're just going to go in random order here. If you don't want to answer the question, chance of getting it wrong, you get 1 skip per round. So 1 pass of the mic. So if I ask you the question, you say, no, I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to pass the mic to whoever. So you get to choose who you get to pass it to. So if the person passes you the question and you get it correct, you get double points. All right.
Yes.
So normally it's 10 points. So if somebody passes you a question, they don't know it, and you do, double points. All right. 20 mm-hmm. points. And if you get it right, the person who passed it to you loses 5 points also.
Mm.
So it's a little tricky.
Mm.
A little tricky. Have I got everybody so far?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And let's see. What was the other? If you get past the question and you get it incorrect, you lose 3 points.
Oh.
Only 3, not the normal 5. So.
Okay.
But like I said, if you get it right, 20 points. The person who passed it loses 5 points.
I do have a question.
Okay.
If it is passed to you and you don't know it, can you use your pass on that? Or is it just a one-time pass?
I'd say, yeah, okay. If that's how you want to use your one, then okay. You can use it.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Dang.
But you only, you only get 1 of those per round now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is like three-dimensional chess.
Yes, exactly.
It is, yeah. I kind of made it up as I went along. So, also, at the end of each round, there will be a bonus question that we'll ask everyone, and you will type your answers into Skype on the count of 3. And if you get the bonus question correct, it is worth 50 points. And if you don't get it right, you don't lose anything. So.
Okay.
Plenty of time to make up some pointage.
Yeah, all right.
This is amazing.
I guess we'll choose a number between 1 and 20 to see who goes first. Brad.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay, Jason.
Let's say 4.
And Jimmy.
Five.
All right. Brad would be the closest. The number was 18.
Wow.
Yes.
So it'll be Brad, Jimmy, and then Jay.
Okay.
No, wait. Yeah. You said 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can switch it up the next round or whatever. Do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want.
Wow.
We'll do it live.
It's a versatile game.
Mike. Yo. And you, when you pass the mic, you go, yo, I'm going to pass the mic on that one.
Yes. Okay. All right.
All right. Are we ready?
I am.
Jake, yes.
Are you keeping score, Jay?
I'll try. Yes.
All right. We'll verify that what each thing's worth.
Okay.
Start off here.
All right.
Okay. Some of these are hard. Some are easy. Luck of the draw for you guys. Okay.
All right.
So, Brad, first question. What band started off as the Polka Talk Blues Band? 70s iconic rock band started off as the Polka Talk Blues Band.
I'm going to say Aerosmith.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
It was Black Sabbath.
Oh. Okay.
That's right. That name sounded so familiar. I watched a Black Sabbath documentary about a month ago.
Did you?
Yep. That's okay.
All right.
I didn't know it, though. Yeah.
There you go. Brad is -5 on that one, right? Mm.
Just like that. Yep.
Just like that. All right. No worries, though, Brad.
Okay.
Jimmy. Who had a hit song, Insane in the Brain?
Oh, man.
You can pass if you don't want to answer.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I know it.
That's... Oh, do we want to do... No, we don't want to
no.
do
that. No, we don't.
That's
do
too
that,
complicated.
No.
But just yeah. as a fun
Go
guess.
Ahead.
Yeah, Cypress
as
Hill.
As a fun guess.
Yep.
Cypress Hill is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I've got that CD in the basement, in fact.
Jay, what band was in the 70s film version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Why, that would be the Bee Gees.
Well, that could be one, but that's not who I'm looking for.
Really? Okay.
You have any other guesses?
70s. No, I wouldn't be on that.
Peter Frampton was one, right?
Right.
Okay. But he's not a band.
He's not a band. The Bee Gees weren't really a band either. They were a group. This is a band. Oh. Full-blown band.
Oh, band. Okay.
With horns and everything.
Oh.
Chicago.
Yeah. That would have been my guess.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh
my.
And Fire, folks.
All right. That was great first round. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I was playing there because I thought Jay got it wrong the first time with the Bee Gees answer. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I did.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I won't interrupt.
It's all good. It's all good, man. It's just, you know, just pass the mic, yo.
I think once that initial wrong answer is given, then it's just free for all. You know,
right.
Just
yeah,
if you kind of know it, say it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Going back to Brad. What band did its singer wear his trademark oversized glasses? Could be it could also be an individual. You can name the individual's name
okay.
in the band.
I mean, so like Elton.
Or a person.
Yeah. It's like Elton John.
Yeah, something like that, but not him. So I'll give you another. I'll give you another guess because that was my first set.
Just as an example. Okay.
Right. I'll give you a second guess, Brad.
Okay. Oversized glasses.
Trademark. Like he, whenever you saw him, he always had them on.
The Humpty Hump guy.
No, that one's incorrect.
No,
yeah, Elvis Costello.
Dance.
Elvis Costello.
Those are oversized.
That's hey, I don't, you know.
What?
Ken doesn't write them; he just reads them.
That's just a question.
Those are normal sized glasses.
Kind of oversized, aren't they?
When I think of oversized glasses, I think of
Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie Kennedy.
I think oversized glasses.
Okay.
All right, Brad.
Whatever.
I'll give you -5 on that. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
I'm being generous tonight.
All right.
And don't hate the player, hate the game, and whoever's invented these questions. Okay.
All right.
Don't direct your hostility towards the guest. All right. Jimmy, who played drums for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? So it's one of the three. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I don't even know who those three people are.
You really don't?
I've heard this. I've heard the name before, but I don't know who, what they sound like, or who they are.
Are you going to pass them? Are you going to pass the mic?
No. What was the question?
Are you going to guess one of the three names? Who played drums for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Lake.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It was Carl Palmer, famous drummer Carl Palmer.
He also golfs.
Right. I think he went on to play in Asia.
He had a famous drink named after him, too, right?
Yes. So Jimmy gets minus five on that one.
Half and half.
Okay, and Jay.
Okay.
When did the album Dark Side of the Moon come out? I will give you 2 years either way.
All right.
What year, basically, did Dark Side of the Moon come out?
Well, I will say 1970. Okay, what would give me the best spread? 1976.
Oh, so close. I'm sorry, it was 1973.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, it was.
Wizard of Oz came out in 1939. Is that worth anything?
Wow. No, but that's impressive.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We played together.
have you ever done that?
No, yes. I haven't.
Yeah.
But you still have a pass the mic for this round, or you could save it. Who recorded hit single Fortress Around Your Heart in 1985? Jimmy's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's easy.
Oh, I'm so old.
I'd like to pass the mic to Jason.
Jimmy, he's going to know it, man. Jason, who recorded the hit single Fortress Around Your Heart in 1985?
Man, I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'll say
these amateurs.
Pat Benatar.
Oh, it's
Pat
close.
Pat Benatar. That was very close.
Same no. range.
Jimmy, do you know?
Hell yeah, I know.
I know.
Sting.
Sting is
close. Yeah. Jimmy would know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that round. The only
in that round,
the only points were me losing three, right?
Yes,
I made the right call.
You did, good job.
Yeah, yeah. See, that,
and that's how we play. Pass the mic, yo.
Strategy, yes.
It's called right. strategery.
Right. I once saw Annie Lennox open for Sting, and I was ready to go after Annie was done. Shit was that good.
Wow.
She wiped the floor with him. I'd hate to tell him.
All right. Jimmy, who was the main songwriter for the band The Kinks? You know?
I play their...
Paranoia, Big Destroyer.
Yeah.
And then,
boom, boom, boom. Isn't that The Kinks?
No, that's not The Kinks.
Picture book, picture of your mother.
That's not who I thought it was.
Your father.
Did you really got me originally? Yeah. Original
that was
The Kinks.
Forgot that was not Van Halen.
No.
I don't know.
You still got to pass the mic. You can pass.
Robert Fripp.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Surprising. Anyone else?
No, I don't know.
Really?
I used to know their names. But that's been drunk away.
Andy Gibbs.
Wow. That's Ray Davies.
Ray Davies. Ray Davies.
Yeah.
Of Davies fame. Yeah.
Are those Gibbs guys still around?
One of them's left.
One of them's left. Yeah.
Staying Alive band or whatever?
Yep.
The Staying Alive band, yeah.
There's only one left, damn.
Yep. All right, Jason.
All right.
Last question of the first round. Which band produced three legendary guitars? Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, and Eric Clapton.
What?
I will go with Cream.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no. Anyone else?
The Yardbirds.
Yardbirds, yeah.
Wow.
That was it.
That was it.
Three legendary guitar players.
I like the new Yardbirds.
New Yardbirds.
Became
all right. Shout out to Ginger Baker.
That was -5 for Jay there.
Okay.
So what we're going to do now is the bonus question for the round. So get ready to type your answers into Skype. And when I count to three, you will push enter, and then we'll all see what everybody said.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is worth 50 points. No worries if you get it wrong. It's no points against you. The classic recording, 1968 recording of Indagata De Vida, was how many minutes long? And we're going to go with Skype. I'm going to go in 3, 2, 1, and enter. All right. We have Jay at 8 minutes, Jimmy at 12 minutes, and Brad at 23 minutes. I'm sorry. Those are all incorrect. It is 17 minutes long.
Oh.
Okay.
17 minutes.
I've got that album, too.
Wow. All right, that concludes round one. I don't know what the score is. Do we care? Or?
Well, I'll run down real quick. Brad is in the lead with -10.
Yes.
Jimmy has -15, and I have -18.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's...
No worries, though. I mean, get that bonus question, and boom, right back in it. Starting round two, we're starting with Jay.
Okay.
How old was Janis Joplin when she died?
Oh. Yo, I want to pass the mic.
You going to pass the mic?
I'll pass the mic to Jimmy.
27.
Oh, my God, Jimmy, that is right. She is 27 when she died.
27.
Jimmy gets 20 points. She's part of the 27 points.
Club. Yeah, part of 27
20
club.
20 points. And Jay?
Hell, it might have started with her.
Sorry, Jay, you lost 5 on that one.
-5, okay.
It was her, Jim Morrison, first.
Brad.
Yeah.
Which artist recorded the hit single Pink Cadillac in 1988?
Who?
Not Bruce Springsteen. He did cover the song, but
you're gonna burn in hell.
Yes, he knows you.
That's all I can think of.
That was in the Pee Wee Herman movie.
Yeah, that's all I can think of right now.
That's his sister making the Burn in Hell video.
Yo, I'm going to pass the mic to Jason.
Oh, paybacks. All right.
He's got it.
Man, I have no idea, except it was Aretha Franklin.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, great.
Yes.
I think she did do a cover of it. But
she did, yeah, but I don't know when.
I don't either. Natalie Cole, believe it or not. Natalie Cole. I had to look that one up myself because I thought, man, that's not right. But it was.
So I lost on a pass.
You lost?
Three.
Yeah, three on a pass. Okay.
You're kicked out the game.
Yeah, it is too many, that's for sure.
Jimmy. Which band's leader is credited with popularizing stage diving? It would be a punk band from back in the 70s.
Wasn't that dude that ate his poop and stuff?
Probably was.
I love they were British. Iggy. What's his name? Iggy Stardust?
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop and that band. Was it just called Iggy? I don't know what's the name of his band. Iggy Pop and his band of amazings.
Is the Stooges.
Crap.
The Stooges. Wasn't that Iggy Pop's band?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll give you 5 on that, Jimmy. How's that?
Half points because he doesn't wear a shirt.
That's right. He was supposedly, yeah, credited with stage diving. Okay.
Wow. Elvis didn't pull that shit?
I don't know.
No, Elvis did not stage dive.
No.
Especially in the later years.
He threw lots of scarves off stage. But
yeah.
Like, he'd like turn his back to this audience and put his hand to his forehead and faint, and then let the women catch him.
The trust fall. Yeah. Jay, which Glenn Frey song lyrics say the sun goes down?
Down, down.
Which Glenn Frey song lyrics say the sun goes down?
So here's the tricky part. Who's Jim Clay? Is this a song he wrote or one of his like solo songs?
It would be a solo song.
Oh boy!
Is this the lead singer to Boston?
I'm gonna say
the Eagles. I think it was in a movie, actually.
Yeah, his solo stuff I didn't care for.
But long haired.
But he was one. I think he was my favorite Eagles singer, though. You know, like his voice with their music was good, but his music.
Keep me alive.
I think by the time he was making music, it was like the '80s pop crap that I mean, the bad '80s pop. There's good like pop, but. Yeah.
The heat is on. God, I hate that song.
What movie is that from?
Let's see. That's from
Beverly Hills Cop or something.
Yeah,
Beverly Hills Cops.
That's not the song either,
Jake.
Yeah.
Man, I can't. I think it's there. I'll say something like "You Belong to the City" or something.
That is it, Jay.
All right. Wow. The one time I didn't have confidence. Okay.
Yep. That's correct.
Nice. You're a chip hopping Bumble King.
Out of a movie. I'm not sure. But 10 points for Jay.
Finally.
Wow, Dota.
That brings me up back up to third position. That's how low I was.
Brad, here's an easy one for you.
All right.
Who is the band Santana named after?
Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
That's good. 10 for Brad.
Yeah.
Jimmy, here's another easy one. What's the name of Bob Marley's band, Jimmy?
Come on, Jimmy. All the pot you smoked, all those times in the black light posters you stared at. Come on, Jimmy.
Bob Marley and the Wailers.
The Wailers, yes.
There you go.
Already got 10 points.
Well, that made my 10 points worthless.
Maybe not, though. Okay. Maybe not, though, Jay. You don't know.
All right.
I summon the weed gods.
Jay.
Okay.
Who put out the hit single Don't Worry, Be Happy? From the movie Cocktail in 1988.
Oh, man.
Oh, I cannot stand that song.
Oh, come on. It's a beautiful song.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin's correct.
And it follows some natural music thing, so you can sing it no matter who you are.
Right.
He did a whole explanation of it when I saw a video of him. On stage, like in a class.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Brad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're going to get this one. You should.
All right.
It's hard, but you should get it.
Mm-hmm.
And which band did Tina Weymouth play bass guitar?
Talking Heads.
That's correct. And last question of the round. Goes to Jimmy. Jimmy, what was the name of Bob Seger's band?
Man, maybe just that. I don't know. Bob Seger band.
What kills werewolves?
Oh,
the Silver Bullets.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Silver Bullet Band. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
I had no idea.
Sorry. All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to the end of round two. We're going to do the second bonus question now. So get your pencils, sharpeners out.
All right.
And your number two pencils and erasers. Here we go. In which band did the big man Clarence Clements play saxophone? I'll wait till everybody's done typing. Let me know when you got your answer in.
I got it.
Mine's in.
I can't find my keyboard.
Weird.
All right, is everybody done?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and push enter, and let's see what everybody's got here. Jimmy says Calvin and the Cool Kids.
I like that answer.
Jay says Chicago, and Brad said E Street Band. And Brad is correct.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Brad is correct.
Look at that.
50 points. Man, I thought that was an easy one.
It was.
Guess not.
It's okay.
All right. All right.
Remember, guys, like in the Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Yeah. Clients, you're practicing your saxophone. You've been playing real hard, practicing your saxophone. All right. We're going to start round three here. Is everybody ready? We'll go Jimmy to Brad J.
Perfect.
First question, Jimmy. Paul McCartney and Wings wrote up and performed music for which James Bond movie?
Oh man.
Is it before License to Kill?
Yes.
Fuck, I don't know the Sean Connery stuff.
Wait, is License to Kill Timothy Dalton?
Yeah, I came in on that one with Tina Turner singing it, I think.
It's not. It's a Roger Moore film.
That's what. Maybe that's the one. I don't remember. No, I don't know.
It was a big song.
It's huge.
Big movie. It's a huge song. It's been covered by other bands also.
Yeah,
and had
such as Aerosmith.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Is he passing the mic or?
I don't know.
Pass it to Brad.
Oh, he's gonna pass it. Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Since I named the Bond, I'm going to say Live and Let Die.
That is correct.
Man.
Live and Let Die. Of course, Guns N' Roses did a big cover, too.
Yeah, that's the one I
did. Who did the best one?
I'm kind of partial to the original.
Tori Amos is pretty good.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses wasn't bad either. Yeah, I don't hate it, but so that's 20 points for you, Brad.
Hell yeah.
That was on Use Your Illusion, wasn't it?
Yes.
The two album
double Jimmy album. Loses 5 on that one.
Wow, okay.
All for you.
Right. What did I say? Jimmy J. Brad.
It's Brad now.
All right.
Brad J. Okay. Brad.
Mm-hmm.
What band had a debut album titled Can't Buy a Thrill?
Can't Buy a Thrill.
That sounds like somebody I know.
Probably in the 70s, more of a...
I have a jazz guess.
Style band.
I have
You're a way guess. Out front, so even if you get it wrong, it's not going to
happen. I know. Is it Steely Dan?
It is Steely Dan.
Jeez.
Wow.
When you said jazz type stuff, I'm like,
I guess I should have gave it a hint away.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really a jazz band. They were,
No. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. They're all studio musicians. Mm-hmm. All right. 10 for Brad there.
Man.
We call that the Missouri Slip.
Who's up now?
That is me.
Jay. Okay, Jay. What Led Zeppelin album featured Stairway to Heaven? Which Led Zeppelin album?
I'll take my hint.
Stairway to Heaven.
I've taken them a few albums.
I'll take my hint.
They're from England. It was a record. It was probably their biggest record, maybe.
Bon Scott.
All right, really? I'm just going to think here for a minute. One.
Maybe.
Two.
Tony Iommi.
Three. Four. Four.
Led Zeppelin 4. You're correct. Okay. Good job. 10 points.
Yeah, their first three albums were shit.
Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
Which U2 album gave the Irish band their first number one U.S. Album?
In the U.S.
In the U.S., which U2 album gave the Irish band
their
first U.S. number one album?
It's got to be Joshua Tree.
That is correct. Nice job. What
was
before that?
Was it War? Or no? War or Boy?
Is hit before the Joshua Tree.
Boy was... Boy, I think War is right, Brad.
Yeah.
I think Boy was before that. All right, nice job, Jimmy. That's 10 for you.
This one, shout out to Jay.
Right.
for giving me that answer.
There you go.
Brad?
Huh?
This is a little tricky.
All right.
I want you to think long hard about this one. Okay. It's probably not the song you're thinking of.
Okay.
What was the first single released from Michael Jackson's worldwide number one Thriller album? The first single released.
Oh.
So not necessarily a number one, just the first single.
I don't even know what's on the album.
Well, I think it's either between Billie Jean or Beat It.
Is Bad on there? No, Bad was the whole album.
Right.
Right.
Don't say either one of those, Brad.
Don't say either one of those?
No.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
I was going to guess Billie Jean, so yeah, that's interesting.
Nope.
First single.
PYT.
Nope. Scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Nope.
Damn.
The Girl Is Mine?
The Girl Is
Mine.
Oh
my gosh.
Correct.
What?
The Girl Is Mine was the first.
He needed Paul McCartney's help. Yeah.
Yes.
Pull him up to stardom.
Released that first because I guess McCartney was in it. Whatever.
I'm a fighter.
As a kid, I was all right with the zombies, but man, that werewolf scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Jay.
Yeah.
Which album gave the Police their first U.S. and U.K. number one album of the 80s?
Police.
You should give me questions.
Yeah.
Just look at the draw, folks. Just look at the draw.
Police. Let me think. Okay.
I mean, it's their first number one. Think of like one of the biggest Police albums.
Well, see, my problem is I've never been able to, it's hard for me to distinguish Sting from Police. It's Sting solo. Right. You know, I don't know that history. But I know there's something about a teacher. No.
Album.
Oh, well, geez. Synchronicity.
That is correct.
See, I am the expert.
Good job.
Nice job. It's 10 for Jay.
Wow. What was the song, though?
Does it get enough respect?
Or was there a song?
What's that?
Was there a song involved? What was it, if there was?
No, it was just...
Oh, just which one album? Oh, golly. I was racking my brain for... I was on the wrong set of tracks there.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Build you back in there. You're making it harder than it was.
Yeah.
You ought to listen to Soul Cages, Jay.
Yeah.
Whole album.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Best album he ever wrote.
Jimmy. Jeez. Who spent 2 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles chart with the song Maniac in 1983? Last Dance.
1983?
Maniac. You know.
She's a maniac on the floor. Oh, is that fat Chris Farley dance song?
Right. Yeah, where he's at the gas station and he's getting started off in the mud.
Was it jump dance or something? A movie?
Flash dance would be
Flash dance.
Yes. So we're looking for the person who wrote that and performed that song, Maniac.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Pretty much a one hit wonder.
I don't even know if it was a boy or girl.
It's a boy. I'll give you his first name. His first name is Michael.
That doesn't help. I don't know.
You could pass the mic.
Pass the mic to...
Somebody might get it, though.
Brad's pretty quiet.
It's Brad! Your last pass the mic. Yeah.
Michael... I know.
Rode his boat ashore.
So, like, Michael Cello or something?
Brian Fellows?
I'm Brian Fellows.
Is it like, it's like something? I thought his name started with an S.
That goat's
like
weird.
Michael Cello. It does Cello.
Actually start with an S.
I don't know. I'm saying Michael Cello.
Close. Jay, you have any guesses?
1983. Michael Crawford.
Cirello. No.
Close. You guys are on the right track.
Yeah, I just can't focus in on it. A little
early for Phantom, I think.
Michael Cimbello.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I already knew it. All right. You knew it. All right.
Okay, how was that one scored?
So that's going to be a...
I lose three?
Yeah, you lose okay. three.
There we go. Okay.
What are the scores right now, Jay?
For this round or total?
Total. Or is that a separate spreadsheet?
Nope, I got it right here. I just have to enter two numbers. Wow, I got that many? Okay. I have 14 points.
Yeah.
Jimmy has 20. And Brad has 82.
What?
Whoa.
Well, that you got the bonus. That was 50 points right there.
Oh, that's true.
That's what helped.
Hey, and we still have a bonus question left.
Right.
It's still anybody's game. I like it.
So, yeah. So now it's Brad's turn.
Brad, who is the lead singer for Foreigner, Brad?
Josie, the original.
Who is the original lead singer for Foreigner? You know, Foreigner. I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Chiro.
I'm aware of Foreigner.
I was going to say everybody knows Foreigner.
Yo, I'd like to pass the mic. Wait, did I already use mine, or is this a new round?
I don't think you used yours this round yet.
Okay. I don't think so. Yo, I'd like to pass the mic to Jason.
Okay.
We had these albums.
Yeah, Foreigner.
Man, I thought this would be like a super simple one.
Wasn't the front of the album like had some kind of futuristic little contraption on it or something?
Maybe.
So the problem is I could never understand him. I don't understand accents from foreigners.
That's why you got to download the thing for your phone. You don't remember G-Box
G-Box Hero, Jay. Come on.
You understand Michael Stipe just fine. He's got an accent.
I mean, yeah. He's the mumbler of mumblers.
Man, I'll say he looks like he would be a Rob.
A Lou, maybe?
Lou Dobbs. Nellis.
Lou Nellis.
No, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. Awesome. Anybody? Jimmy?
Didn't he do like show tunes?
Maybe.
Lou. Yeah, I have no idea. Lou.
It was Lou Graham. Lou Graham.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Lou Graham. Yes.
Billy Graham's dead.
Right. And we're down to Jay.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
I had no idea he was. Now, did you say original singer?
I said original.
Maybe I was thinking of a later one when I'm picturing. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
They're still touring now, but with another singer.
Oh, okay.
So, he's from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, he was. All the hits were with Lou Graham.
Okay.
This is tough, Jay, but I want you to pay really close attention to this name. All right?
Okay.
Which 80s superstar was born William Albert Michael Broad? Iconic 80s...
Good man. Hello.
80s singer.
Let's say
the coming of Gozer, the Gozerian.
I yo-yo pass the mic to Jimmy.
Are you a god?
Jimmy, who is William Albert Michael Broad, 80s superstar singer?
Well, that's the lead singer to Slaughter.
Close. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Is it Billy Idol?
It is Billy Idol.
Oh, listen to that.
Nice.
That's weird.
I said William Page.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any Bills or anything from there. That's funny, Jimmy, because what was that, Ken? A week or two ago, I was just randomly, I started listening to some Slaughter, and I texted Ken, and I went back and forth a little bit. But yeah.
Mark Slaughter.
Because there was a guy that used to work when I started there way back long ago, and he kept talking about his cousin was a drum tech or a guitar tech or something for Slaughter. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then he brought in a VHS tape of Slaughter hanging around Japan, Tokyo or something, like at night, you know, the nightlife and everything. And he said, yeah, this is what my cousin filmed. And I was like, okay, I guess I believe you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you some props now.
Why was there an FBI warning at the beginning of it?
All right. Final question. Are we down to the final question here?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. It's your last chance, guys. Worth 50 points.
All right.
50. This will be the game decider here.
The decider.
I'm going to type our answers into Skype. The question is...
Jason's already typing.
What is Meatloaf's real name?
Oh, shoot.
And go. Let me know when everybody's ready.
Hey.
Okay.
Jay.
And I'm ready too.
All right. Let's go on a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let's type in your answers. And Brad, I like Brad's most, is Mr. Loaf. That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
No.
Johnny Marzetti. Jay says Johnny Marzetti. And Jimmy says Devin Horscht. I'm sorry, those are all incorrect. Those are all incorrect. But
no.
It's tough. It's a tough question. His real name is Michael Lee Adai. Michael Lee Adai is Meatloaf. So nobody gets that. And Jay, tell us who our first winner of Pass the Mic is awarded to.
All right. After all the battles and struggles we've been through, I should say Jay had 11 points. Jimmy had 15. So it's a very tight game here. And Brad ends with 82 points.
Wow.
Yeah, boy.
Nice.
Yo, yo, yo. Pass the mic.
Brad's our first winner. Pass the mic. So let us know.
Thank all the little people.
Yeah. Just remember us when you're famous. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you like the game. Pass the mic. Should we do it again? I don't know. We'll talk about that. But hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed making it up for you guys. I thought it was pretty good. And maybe we'll see you again with Pass the Mic. All right. Yo, yo, yo. We out.
We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to bring up? Hey, I do.
Go ahead.
Have you guys ever had Johnny Marzetti?
It's like, who's Johnny Marzetti?
They made it here at our school here in town, and it was made with like these elbow macaroni noodles with ground beef and tomato sauce. It was just a pasta dish, like, but the thing about it, the top is covered with a thick layer of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it was so good. Actually,
they call it a Johnny Marzetti.
Yeah.
There was an Italian racist in the kitchen.
There you go. Take a picture. Take a good look at Johnny there. But yeah, it was good.
His name wasn't like Marco Manzetti. Or, you know, Rocco Manzi Marzetti.
Can you make that for me, Jay?
Doesn't that look good? Yeah.
It just looks like lasagna.
Well, that's kind of a bad thing, picture of it. But anyway, whatever that is, yeah. It does look
good. Are you guys just eating lasagna and they're telling you it's something completely different over there? Probably.
Well, and Marissa is something completely different. Yeah.
So they're like, lasagna, that's a double word. We got to call it Johnny Marzetti.
So did you watch the Golden Globes, Brad?
Hell no.
I did watch them. They're pretty fun. They're kind of weird because the hosts were in different cities.
Okay.
But they kept showing them side by side when they were talking. But that was some great technical difficulties ever happening. It was awesome.
Nice. Okay.
Never fails.
Anybody else watch it? No.
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 I watched the Tonys.
The Tonys. Yeah. Actually, I just watched a movie that the actor who won Best Supporting Actor won on Saturday. Judas and the Black Messiah, about the Black Panthers. Very good.
Wow.
Very well done. Dude was murdered. Right in cold blood.
Oh, man.
Leader of the Black Panthers by the FBI. Crazy.
They tend to do that shit a lot.
Yeah. They don't like you in trouble.
All right. Jimmy, anything else? Other than we miss the days of the good old big electronics stores, walking through Circuit City and Best Buy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Fry's Electronics?
No.
No. Didn't they just close?
Well, you're losing your chance.
Oh, okay.
They're going out of business.
No.
Is there Fry's around here?
No.
Okay.
I think the closest one was Indianapolis, maybe.
Oh, shit. No, it's a West Coast thing.
Oh, man. That place was awesome.
Wow.
It was like Radio Shack. Like, it's like Micro Center.
Okay.
Meets Radio Shack times 20.
Nice.
And then themes, right?
Themes. What do you mean?
Like jungle themes.
I don't remember that.
Didn't the Fry's? I thought that's what they were known for, their different architecture themes.
I don't remember that.
I don't know, but a great documentary is about Tower Records. If you get a chance to watch that. Because I've heard of it, but I didn't know there wasn't one around here, you know. So I just knew of them. But man, this thing, that was a great documentary.
I've been to the Tower Records. The one in New Orleans is pretty cool. It's like five levels.
I mean, it really started
a shitload of CDs off of BMG.
It started with one guy. I mean, you know, in one building and. It just blew up, you know, it was so big. And then MP3s came around, 12 CDs, and then MP3s,
Yeah.
That was it.
And then Metallica's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's a great one to watch,
Yeah. A lot of people think 9/11 was the big turning point. No, it was when Metallica
sued Napster.
Yep, that was the turning point in reality.
That could be. That you might be onto something.
Lars Ulrich, yeah.
So, anything else, Jimmy?
Of course. I heard Dave Glover's going to KMOX.
What?
Yeah, so I guess there goes the Halloween show. Not that it was any good in the last 10 years, but... Yeah.
What happened? Like, was he...
I just assume he's greedy and he wants more money.
Is he taking over Rush's spot? Is that the thing?
That'd be fun. Wasn't Rush noon to 2 or something?
I don't know.
I never listened to Rush.
I don't either.
Can't now.
You can, because aren't they? They're running his shit because his demented listeners are like, we can't live without him. Just play the reruns. We'll pretend he's still alive.
Okay, anything, Ken, you want to bring up?
Nope, I don't have anything. Just over here waiting for the water to rise and the temps to warm up.
And the grass to grow and the flowers to bloom.
And the fish to get bigger.
The grass could not grow. It'd be all right if I'm Not ready to cut grass yet. But.
Just have the land be less soggy. That's all I care about.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for episode 240. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Why do they only put 239 beans in the can of chili?
Because if you put 240 in there and you're from St. Louis, they make you farty.
Yeah, and close.
You'd be very gassy. You'd be too farty.
Yep, one more and it'd be 240. Public. Yep. Okay.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes. Pretty close, yeah. You were in the same mud vein. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
We'll see you next week. We have an all-new, brand-new lineup of games that we're going to be bringing.
With my mud vein.
And that's going to do it. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Metal X or production.
Thanks for watching.